How Plants Survive by Kathleen V. Kudlinski. Page 4, The Great Plant Contest. Being a plant sounds easy. Sunlight helps you make food. Your roots suck up water and minerals to help you grow. Air drifts in with every breeze. What could be hard about that? The truth is, a plant's entire life is a struggle. Millions of plants compete for the same resources: sunshine, water, minerals, and the space in which to grow. Plants also need fresh air to survive. The winners in this competition don't get gold medals. Their prize is the chance to grow strong and healthy. As the plants fight for the resources they need, some may grow weak or die. There's a picture of beautiful flowering plants on the facing page with the caption, "What resources might be scarce for some of these plants?" Page 6. Plants can't just move somewhere else to get what they need. They don't have claws or teeth to fight. Instead, they compete in strange, silent ways. They shove each other, make poisons, steal resources through their roots, and even shade out the competition. It's hard to imagine plants struggling, but you can see it happening if you know where to look. Let's start in a forest. And the captions that go with the pictures on the bottom of page 6. The kudzu vine races up a tree trunk towards the sun. It grows and grows and grows. Amazingly, kudzu grows 30 centimeters each day. And what has happened to the tree now? Page 7, stretching for sunshine. You might think a forest is a peaceful, shady place. It's not. The trees are all fighting to be the tallest so they can get the most sunshine. The amount of sunlight helps determine the shape of a tree as it grows. As soon as trees reach the sunlight, they spread their leafy branches wide. The chlorophyll in their leaves uses the sun's energy to make food for the tree. And the captions that go with the pictures on this page, on the top, notice how wide a sugar maple grows in an open, sunny field. And on the bottom, what happens to the same kind of tree when it grows in a crowded forest? Why? Page 8. Some trees grow very fast. White pines can grow as much as 30 centimeters a year. Willows grow even faster. Giant sequoias are the very tallest of trees. The tallest living sequoia is the General Sherman tree in California. It is 83.8 meters tall, almost as tall as a skyscraper. And there's a picture of this tree with the caption, "The General Sherman tree took more than 2,200 years to grow." And there's an inset box with the title, "Count the Rings." Tree trunks don't grow from the center. They grow from beneath their bark. Each year, a new layer of wood grows under the bark. You can tell the age of a tree that has been cut down by counting the number of rings in its trunk. Page 9. A few trees, like catalpas, grow enormous leaves that block other plants' sunlight. Pines have tiny needle-like leaves, but they have so many of them that the trees cast dark shadows. Other trees race to open their leaves in the spring. Beech tree leaves spend the winter folded into a fan shape inside their buds. On the first warm day of spring, the buds split Within hours, the leaves unfold and begin to shade the little plants below. And information in the boxed picture on the bottom of this page. Catalpa leaves can grow as big as dinner plates. The huge leaves take in a lot of sunlight. And next to it, pine needles. The pine tree's needles are very thin, but there are thousands of them to absorb sunlight. Page 10, struggling in the shade. Little plants survive in the shady forest environment by competing for sunlight. They have to adapt so they can live with the leafy bullies overhead. Some little plants have adapted by growing extra fast. After a cold winter, some trees can take weeks to sprout new leaves. As warm spring sunshine floods through the leafless trees, small wildflowers quickly grow, blossom, and make seeds before the trees block their sunlight. And the picture on this page has the caption, "These woodland flowers will be gone by midsummer, but their seeds will sprout again the following spring." Page 11. Other plants get the sunlight they need by climbing trees. These vines don't waste their energy by building thick trunks. Virginia creepers, grapes, and poison ivy put their effort into making leaves and fast-growing stems that twist and cling to tree bark. And the caption on this page is of a poison ivy vine, and it's growing on a tree. Poison ivy will also climb up fence posts, rock walls, and road signs to get more sunlight. Page 12. High overhead, plants such as orchids and ferns grow. They are adapted to life on tree branches where there's plenty of sunlight. They grew from windblown seeds or spores that once landed on the tree. And now there is a hanging garden. These plants get the water they need from rain. They get minerals from dust and decaying leaves. They take nothing from the tree at all. And the inset pictures, one is of an orchid, and the other says, "Treetop gardens grow in forests that get a lot of rain." Page 13. Mistletoe lives in treetops too, but it is a thief. Birds carry the plant's sticky seeds to a tree branch. The mistletoe roots grow into the living wood and steal all the water and mineral the plant needs from the tree. Its leaves cast shade on the tree's leaves. It is a good thing for trees that mistletoe does not usually grow very large. And there's a picture that has the caption, "In winter, when the tree loses all of its leaves, mistletoe stays green." Page 14. One way or another, every plant in the forest struggles for light. Some bushes and young trees are adapted to live well in the shade. Baby plant leaves often grow extra big to catch all the light they can. Dogwoods and redbuds never get as big as the other trees, so the shadowy light of the forest floor is enough for them. Rhododendron bushes keep their waxy green leaves all winter. When the trees lose their leaves, these bushes soak up the clear winter sunlight. And there is a picture with the caption of a rhododendron. It grows in the understory or middle level of the forest. Page 15, water wars. Rainwater soaks the soil around forest plants' roots. Tiny root hairs at the tips of roots suck up the water and bits of minerals from the soil. Tiny tubes carry the water and minerals up the roots, up the stems, out the branches, and into every leaf. As they drink this soup, Plants get the minerals as well as the water they need to survive. And there's a picture with the caption, "Sometimes water washes away the soil," and you can see the roots below a living plant. Ferns grow hundreds of tangled, wiry roots close to the surface so they can suck up all the water. Other plants with shallow roots can't compete with them. Wild ginseng can live near this tangle of roots by sinking a long root deep into the ground. This special taproot pulls up water from far below. And there's a picture of the wild ginseng, and the taproot is pointed out. Another caption and picture on this page: the thick roots of the wild ginseng store water for the plant during the winter. Next page, page 17. Walnut tree roots ooze a poison as they drink. They ruin the water for everyone around them. Not many other trees can live there, so each tree gets more water for itself. Little sphagnum moss does the same thing, but its roots add acid to the water. Few other plants can drink acid water and survive. The poisoners win the competition. And there's a picture of sphagnum moss that store their water inside the leaves. And an inset box with the following information about poisonous leaves: aspens, birches, pines, and fir trees have poison in their leaves. When rainwater soaks through the dead leaves that have fallen off these trees, it washes their poison into the soil, and few other plants can grow nearby. Page 18. Some plants, like beech trees, compete by taking over as much ground as they can. Their seeds spread and grow into new beech trees. These new tree seeds spread farther and grow into still more trees. Soon this army of big shady beech trees controls the ground, the water, the minerals, and the sunshine too. There's a picture with the caption, "All these beech trees cast heavy shade, making it hard for anything to grow beneath them." Page 19, new battlegrounds. Plants battle for survival in every kind of environment. In a desert, there is very little water. To survive, desert plants have adapted in ways that help them collect and store this resource. And there's a picture that says a desert gets less than 26 centimeters of rain a year. Turn the page to see what happens after it rains. Cacti hide a private supply of water in their thick, juicy stems. Other desert plants have a short life cycle, growing, blooming, and dying only weeks after a rainfall. Some plants' leaves have waxy coatings that seal water inside. Creosote bushes poison the soil around them so they don't have to share the scarce resource. Desert plants battle hard to win water. And there is a picture that shows us what happens after the rainfall. When water falls, these California poppies burst into bloom. That's the caption on the top of page 20. Page 21. Plants at the edge of a pond don't have to compete for water. Their struggle is for soil. Cattails crowd together on the shore. Their thick, tangled roots fill the soggy ground, squeezing out everybody else. Other plants, like water lilies, find soil underwater. Because of their extra long stems, water lilies can sink their roots into the rich muck on the pond bottom, while their leaves float far above. And there's a picture of water lilies in bloom. There's also a picture of cattails. How do you think water lilies and cattails got their names? Page 22. Plants don't have it easy anywhere. Even in your own backyard, they have to battle for survival. Tangles of grass roots claim the soil, but dandelions' deep tap roots sneak past, stealing the water below. The broadleaf plantain's wide leaves make so much shade, nothing else can grow under them. The only peaceful plants sit in flower pots where they're given all the resources they need. Sunshine, water, minerals, air, and space. But who wants to live in a flower pot? Page 23 has a glossary. The following words are there. Adapt. To adjust or change in order to survive in a new environment. Chlorophyll, the substance in plants that gives them their green color and helps them make food. Competition, a contest in which the players strive to win something. Environment, the natural conditions in an area where plants and animals live. Life cycle, the repeating pattern of nature from birth to growth to death to new birth. Minerals, chemicals from the ground that nourish plants and other living things. Resources, things like water and sunshine that are necessary to support life. Survive, to stay alive. Taproot, a long main root.